Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And welcome to On the Menu Live, fellow foodies. You've turned into the most delicious hour on radio like you do every Saturday at 4 right here on KNST AM 790. Matt Russell broadcasting live on the most delicious hour on radio. Now, we have got an amazing show lined up for you. Yes, indeed, fellow foodies, it is our annual barbecue Q-Cast. And when you're celebrating great barbecue in southern Arizona, the roads lead to many places, but our destination for this delicious broadcast is the Hog Pit Smokehouse at 6910 East Tancredi Road. We're having a great time. You know, happy hour here starts at 11 in the morning. I love these guys going all the way up to 6. The Bad News Blues Band is going to be kicking things out at 5:30. But we are here talking about how much we just crave great barbecue. And there's one guy who craves barbecue seemingly around the clock. He's our celebrity co-host for the full hour, like he is every annual barbecue show, the Fuego Daddy himself, Alan Zeman.
Hey, baby, how's it going? It looks like you've been here since 11 a.m. the way you're jumping around, man. Matt got lost in the menu at the opening, too, I think. I don't know what happened.
Things are smoking here. The beer is rolling here. I'm drinking a Barrio Blonde from my good friend Dennis Arnold over there at Barrio Brewery. What are you drinking today?
I got a little Dos Equis Amber.
Very nice.
You know, I don't often drink beer, but when I do, I prefer the Dos Equis.
Well, it's always great to see you. You light the room wherever you go, and I just haven't seen you in a long time.
I know.
Because you're never here.
On the road, man. I was at Boise last week. San Antonio the week before. This coming week, I'm going to Oklahoma City and St. Louis. They're bringing me in to kind of calm everything down.
Calling in the professionals, the first responder, Alan Zeman. So now I understand that your travels took you to Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas.
Fairly recently. What'd you do in Sin City?
Well, you know, when we went to Vegas last fall, I had this idea. I got to come up with really a good gift, you know, for my kid and his girlfriend and the wife. So I figured, hey, I'd start shopping around. And I see, look at this. The biggest show on earth is playing Las Vegas in the summertime when I could get away and go.
Perfect.
So I got tickets for 4, live at the MGM, the one and only Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga!
Our pop tour.
So this is a gift to your son and your wife and your family.
Wholesome
well, trip family
Vegas,
entertainment.
Time to stay together. And, you know, my son and Melissa, man, my son Tyler and Melissa, they loved it. I got to say, I got a little bit of the stink eye from the missus, though, from Mickey.
Well, of course you did. You know?
But we got her there. We got her to get up. You know, we got the props, the T-shirts, everything else. Party down. And she did, though she won't admit it. Had a great time.
Of course she did. I mean, I've never seen Lady Gaga, but I would imagine, you know, let my hair down, what's left of it up there, and, you know, kind of have fun. Now, what was the biggest surprise for, you know, going to a Lady Gaga concert? Now, I'm sure you had this expectation for what it was going to be like. What was the biggest shock of the evening?
Well, like, the biggest shock is seeing everybody's dress, you know. this night, I was not in drag, okay? But, I mean, when you see everybody dresses and everything else, that's probably what the biggest deal is. Wasn't really shocked about it. I should have had a costume, though, man. You know, I should have dressed up, man. But, you know, we did that night. We went, this really made my wife, Mickey, happy. We went to Jada's new restaurant.
Oh!
Jada.
Yeah, it's open. Only been open for about a month now.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, and it was really interesting, too. A lot of things on the menu, a lot of antipasti and all that. But when you sit down, there's an iPad on the table, okay? And she has her selections because there's so many of them. You know, you'd have to put a plate together. So there's 3 selections and Fuego Daddy was the only one that could figure out what was going on.
That's always
the young
the
kids
case.
Couldn't figure out the technology, which, I mean, I got to tell you, that's a first in my lifetime that I was able to figure it out. But what's really cool about it, at the end of the meal, when you know, normally they give you a comment card or something like that. Well, what happens is you put in your check number when they present you with the iPad, then the check number knows exactly what you had. So it starts queuing up the questions based on your experience.
Brilliant.
So, yeah.
Brilliant. Now, one thing that kind of fascinated me is, and I can't remember the name of the hotel that the restaurant's in, but it's not one of the top-of-mind hotels on the strip.
Cromwell.
I'd never even heard of the Cromwell before.
It's brand new, man. Right. Yeah, because they went into Bill's Barbecue, or something, not barbecue, but Bill's Casino or something like that.
Right.
That
had
been there for many years. They knocked it down. Away you go.
So when you're coming back to Tucson every now and then just to kind of get a change of clothes before you hit the road again, I mean, are you you and Mickey getting a chance to get out on the food scene here locally?
Yeah, a little bit.
What's kind of captivating you these days?
Been down to Proper. I got to judge that Iron Chef competition.
Yeah.
So,
hey, tough
my guy
one this
John
year.
Hone from
Love
Omni,
John.
From Bob's up at the Omni.
Bob's Steak and Shop House.
So I was up there last night, had a crab cake and a some shrimp, a little bit of snack, you know, trying to go with the lighter.
You know what I love about Bob's Steak and Chop House? The general manager, I am actually, you know, head over heels in love with her. Her name is Andrea Bravo.
Yeah,
what a great name for someone in the hospitality
industry.
Well,
I went down there because I was also in Maui just about 4 weeks ago, and I got turned on to the – I always have the perfunctory Mai Tai wherever I go. Went to Mama's Fish House in Maui.
Perfect.
But I got turned on to Zaya Rum. And, oh, that's good stuff. So we went down to the Saint House with my old buddy, Alan Kaith.
Alan Kaith, yeah.
I think he was drinking Arnold Palmer's, but I had a I had a Zyra. I've been down to Augustine a couple of times.
Great.
Haven't been to Pizza Bianco yet, right? You got to get in line and wait.
Wear comfortable shoes.
I have been, though, in 1 week. I was on the streetcar in Phoenix and on the streetcar in Tucson.
Within a week's time.
Yeah.
Oh, you mobile.
And there's controversy down there. What are they going to do when the street fair comes to town, man?
I hope they thought about that.
Yeah.
You mentioned Zaya Rum. You know, what a coincidence. Today is actually National Rum Day.
Oh, we got to have
so
one.
So where, now, is there, do rum and barbecue, is that a logical pairing, Alan Zeman?
I think that could work, yeah.
So we're getting excited for the 26th annual Nugget Rib Cook-Off up in Sparks, Nevada at the J.A. Nugget Casino Resort. Largest rib fest in the country.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready for this, man?
I'm ready, man. I'm stoked. They got 23 cookers.
Yep.
And I think they got some new ones. And they even got, I was reading about, the lady, Melissa Cookston, from North Carolina. I think North Carolina, Atlanta. And what a theme song. Smoking in a boys room. That's what they call it.
I dig it. We're going to be talking with Randy Kennedy from the Nugget Resort and Casino up in Sparks, Nevada. You know, he's got his work cut out for him. He will be hosting 500,000 of his closest friends for this annual event who will collectively consume more than 250,000 pounds of ribs. Now, between the two of us, I think we got to make a healthy dent in that number, right?
Yeah, I think so. Well, you do when you're judging them. I got to wait, man.
Oh, because you're the head judge.
But Sunday night. Are you going to stay Sunday night for
I'm gonna,
the show?
Absolutely.
Did you see the live entertainment?
Jefferson Starship. Yep.
Hijack a starship.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, you're the
too
lead
bad
judge.
We can't stop in Colorado on the way up. Yeah.
That's right. You know, I've only been judging this. This will be my fourth year, so I'm still sort of considered rank and file. You've been head judge for how many years now?
I think this is 15.
15 years.
I kind of lost track. It kind of becomes a blur after about 9 or 10. But yeah, I think the 11th was my first one. So wouldn't that be 15?
That would be 15.
26 and 11. Yeah.
Do the math. And you can't really, you don't really get cast your vote unless there's a tie.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened to Alan Zeman?
Not for first place. You know, that might be too much pressure, man. I don't know. But I would probably have a double portion of each to make the decision. But, yeah, I'm there for now as the lead judge. If there's a tie or if there are any questions about the rules, to talk with the rib cooker that's in the room, make sure everything's going, you know, according to plan.
Right.
And there's been ties for sauces and a couple ties, like, for different places. But it's a big deal. I mean, it's those guys come from all over the country.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to the Oracle of Wisdom for Rib Competition in Sparks, Nevada himself, Randy Kennedy from the J.A. Nugget Casino Resort. You do not want to miss one bit of our live broadcast from the Hawk Pit Smokehouse at 6910 East Tankaverde Road. Stick around. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happy hour here at our delicious barbecue broadcast, the Hog Pit Smokehouse, 6910 East Tankerverde Road. We got happy hour, which begins at 11 a.m. all the way up to 6 o'clock. So my math tells me we are in happy hour, and we got our good friends from the Bad News Blues Band. They're going to be kicking things into big-time gear at 5:30 tonight. So come on over here at the Hog Pit. Celebrate the wonderful craft of Q, and I'm doing that for the full hour with my celebrity co-host, Alan Fuego Daddy.
You got some pit popping good times going on right here at the Hog Pit.
You know, the pit never stops popping here at the Hog Pit. Well, anyway, we talked about this 26th annual J.A. Nugget Casino Resort Nugget Rib Cook-Off up in Sparks, the longest and most delicious Labor Day weekend celebration around. And to get us all ready, to get us our mouths watering, to prepare our palates for excellence, we're talking to our good friend Randy Kennedy from the Nugget Casino Resort. Randy, how's it going, brother?
Just great. How are you guys doing today?
Randy, wake up.
I don't hear Randy.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you now.
Man, you are the Oracle. You must have been Oracle.
Sorry, guys. you got
no
me
problem.
Okay?
No problem. Absolutely, loud and clear. You know, Randy's probably signing autographs and posing for a couple of publicity shots. But listen, Randy Kennedy, you are about to host 500,000 of your closest friends who will collectively consume more than 250,000 pounds of ribs up in Smarks, Nevada. Are you ready for this, Randy?
We are ready to rock it, Matt. Here's another way to state that number. Over 100 tons of ribs will be served during the rib cook-off this year.
I can't get my head around that number, Randy.
That's a lot of ribs. And I remember one rib cooker, I think it was about 3 years ago, I think it was Bone Daddy, said, cooked 5,000 pounds of ribs on one night.
That's correct.
That's 2.5 tons.
They were a champion, and that's what happens when you win. The next year, everybody wants to try your ribs first. So always a big line out in front of the previous year's winner.
Exactly. Now, you know, all of our fellow foodie listeners love to make the very short trip up to the Reno airport and take the quick 5-minute ride into Sparks for this event. But if there is anybody that has never been to this event before, Randy, give our listeners a sense of what is in store for them when they come to the Nugget Rib Cook-Off on Labor Day weekend.
Oh, boy. There's a lot in store. Actually, it kicks off Wednesday, the 27th. And the first thing we do is host the World Rib Eating Championship. This will be our ninth year doing that, and every year it's been won by Joey Chestnut. Everybody's familiar with him for the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Is he a lock again for this year?
Well, he is competing, but, you know, much as I like Joey, I'm not sure he's as big a lock as past years. He's been crept up on by Matt's the nickname is Megatoad.
Matt
Megatoad Stoney.
You know, you never see Matt Megatoad and Matt Russell in the same room at the same time. I'm just saying.
Sure, it's not Mega Stone
Toady. For that.
So after the winner hoists his trophy in the rib eating competition, now Joey Chestnut, I think, ate what? I don't know, 12 pounds of ribs in
over 13 pounds of ribs last year in 12 minutes.
Yeah. And then that works out to what, 7 pounds of meat or something? Because that's what you do.
Yeah,
you weigh
exactly.
The ribs, then you weigh the
ridiculous
bones, and then you know how much meat.
Well,
it's like physics.
And,
you know?
And actually, it's the 13 pounds of meat. They start with, we take the ribs and then weigh them, and then we subtract the bone weight after we're all done.
Right.
Yeah, that's so amazing. That is amazing.
It's ridiculous. It's amazing how much. It's kind of hard to get used to watching sometimes. For some people, I find it fascinating. I love it.
Disgusting might be another description, you know.
I was stopping
but
short
it's a big
of that,
deal,
Jeff, but, you
know.
Yeah.
It's a sport. Hey, tell us about the two new cookers. You got two, a hole in the wall and then Yazoo's.
Yazoo's Barbecue. They're out of Mississippi. They actually, I believe, have a restaurant in Atlanta as well. And then we've got Hole in the Wall from Oregon. So
yeah,
we've added two new states to our lineup. We've got there's 23 cookers, a couple actually from Nevada, a couple from California, but then we get them from as far away as South Carolina, New Jersey, you name it, we've got them. And we've got Mississippi
and Yazoo's
Oregon represented this year.
With Yazoo's, you're introducing a woman into the competition, right?
She's, that's correct. Yeah, and she's not the only one. We do
Lady
have,
Barbecue?
Actually, BJ's Barbecue right here in Nevada is basically run by a woman as well.
Oh, no kidding.
That's correct, yeah.
That's great.
So we reminded our listeners that Alan Zeman is the lead judge. It's been my privilege to be a judge for the last 4 years now. Judges know what to look for in ribs and what not to look for in ribs. And there's one VIP that we like to turn to every year who will remind us what Alan Zeman has to say about ribs. And I'm going to ask Chris back at the studio to cue the file.
Brothers of the Broiler, the annual barbecue competition is on again in Sparks, Nevada. Alan Zeman, one of the veteran judges, says this is the rule. He says the ideal barbecued rib allows the meat to fall off the bone as you eat it, but not when you pick it up.
That is.
The problem is when I started judging the competition about 15 years ago, I was the young guy. But now I'm the old guy.
Don't say old. Come on now.
We have
experience, mature.
About a minute left before we have to go to a commercial break. But after the barbecue competition, it is ribs, ribs, and more ribs. You can walk up and down the plaza, order, and eat to your heart's delight. You've got Jefferson Starship playing, all kinds of great entertainment. Randy, how can people get more information about this event? It's a free event. Of course, you got to pay for what you eat. But anyway, it's a free event. Come one, come all, family friendly. How can people get more information about this to make plans for themselves?
The quickest, easiest, best way is nuggetribcookoff.com. And just click on all the different places, check out about the event, and it'll tell you everything you need to know.
It'll tear you up,
too. NuggetsRibCookoff.com. Anyway, Randy Kennedy from the Nugget Casino Resort up in Sparks, Nevada, thank you so much. Now get some sleep, because we've got a lot of work to do, the three of us, and we'll see you in just a couple of weeks.
Don't forget the Tums.
Absolutely. Guys, Matt, Alan, good talking to you, and can't wait to see you when you get here.
Look forward to seeing you as
Thanks
well.
Thanks so much, Randy Kennedy. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank another couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite pairings when it comes to barbecue. And the guy who's going to be telling us all about it is Grammy Award-nominated jazz artist himself, Les Baxter, and the co-owner of the Hog Pit. Yes, he's actually right here. You don't want to miss 1 minute. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Hog Pit Smokehouse, 6910 East Tancredi Road. We are kicking it into high gear. Happy hour from 11 to 6. That means you got about another 90 minutes to take advantage. The Bad News Blues Band, they're going to be getting started here at 5:30 tonight, and we are here celebrating the wonderful craft, the artisanal craft of barbecue with our celebrity co-host, the Fuego Daddy himself, Alan Zeman. I can't wait for Labor Day weekend, man.
We're smoking. I can't either,
It's going to be a lot. Now, when you think about great barbecue pairings, you know, people might think a great cold beer like we're having now. People might think, you know, a little bourbon, to kind of bring the oak into it. Some people like a nice lively zin with their barbecue. I say yes to all, but one of the best pairings I think that barbecue has to offer is real live music.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're going to go out and have an authentic barbecue experience, if there's not live music, blues, jazz playing, you might as well seek, cover elsewhere. And we are here at the epicenter of live music and barbecue. And to help talk about the current lineup and really the spirit of what live music means when it comes to barbecue, we've got the co-owner of the Hog Pit Smokehouse right here, Les Baxter. Welcome back to the program, my friend.
Yeah, baby. Thank you. Glad to be here.
So we talked to Les Baxter about a year ago since you took over the shop here.
November 1st.
Okay,
yeah,
so
we had
you on the show, and you kind of teased us a little bit about the kinds of things that you thought were important when it came to an authentic barbecue experience. And I remember, brother, from the very first moment you got the keys to the place, you said, we got to serve live music. What's that all about?
It just makes sense. We're trying to bring the feel of like a backyard party.
Right. Right.
When you get together with your friends and family, you have a barbecue, you have a radio blasting or something like that. The music adds to the enjoyment. You can't just sit and eat barbecue like it's some dainty, delicate thing, with cloth napkins and all that. That's not what barbecue is about. Barbecue is about fun.
Exactly.
About having a party. You
exactly.
Got it.
Right. And you will not find a cloth napkin at the Hog Pit Smokehouse, no matter how hard
if
you look.
If it were up to me, there'd be no napkins.
No napkins at all. Anyway, so live music. Now, you're a jazz guy. You're a Grammy-nominated jazz artist in your own right. So you love the spirit of jazz and what that means to barbecue. What kind of jazz acts do you have performing across the circuit here?
Well, my band, Les Baxter Factor, we play every Wednesday, but we brought in yet another high-profile act. There's a gentleman named Steve Laurie. He was one of the founding members of the band Fatburger, internationally acclaimed.
Oh, you're kidding me. Familiar with them.
He has his own band, the Fatburger Fugitives. They are now a staple here, but we've also brought in some of the best blues acts in town, Heather Hardy, She's internationally known. Brian Dean Trio, nationally known, acclaimed artist. And then we brought some other things in. We have a group called Tesoro. They're a young Latin gypsy pop.
So much fun. Saw them last night, as a matter of fact.
They're fantastic. We brought in a few country acts like Leanne Savage. We're bringing a whole lot of different stuff in. We have some torch singers. Just last night, you know, Tucson legend Cass Preston showed up out of the blue.
Just walks in.
Walks in with his trumpet, gets up there with Heather Hardy, and blows the roof off.
And see, that's what I'm talking about the Hawk Pit. Because, you know, sometimes you know what you're getting, and sometimes you don't.
You don't.
And that's part of the magic here.
That's right.
I mean, come on. And tonight, you know, let's just call it a spade here. The Bad News Blues Band. I mean, I think they helped define the blues culture here in Southern Arizona. And they're playing here tonight.
Yep. They're great friends of mine. And this will be, like, maybe their fifth or sixth appearance here. But They have that ability to just, from the first note, just grab everybody and say, yes, we're going to have a great time whether you like it or not.
and I love it when that first note actually aligns with that first bite of that rib.
Yeah.
So talk about two things that are going to grab onto you and not let you go. That's kind of that surround sound experience here. Yeah. So when for people that want to know, you know, who's scheduled for performing here, you know, what bands are coming in, are you regularly updating like a website or a Facebook page, or where can people find out about your lineup?
We leave our website pretty much to focus on the restaurant and the food. Our Facebook is where everybody needs to be. Like us on Facebook. Every morning, I will let you know who's playing that night. The beginning of each month, I put a whole monthly calendar JPEG up.
Great.
So anybody can always look. We keep everything simple, easy, things that everybody's used to doing. Facebook has been huge in building this mystique that we've got.
Great. Yeah, you've built a great community of fans and loyalists here in Southern Arizona. The Hog Pit Smokehouse on Facebook. Guys, I can't stress enough, you know, like them, follow them, share the good news, get involved in the conversation, because the conversation about barbecue and music is always sort of the best part of the day, and this location cannot be beat. I mean, on Tancredi Road, you're like 10 minutes from everywhere. It doesn't matter you are in town.
That's true.
Anyway.
I just see legendary artist Steve Graham pulling in.
I thought it was Leon Russell, man.
No, exactly. He looked like,
we're not scripting this right
he's
now.
He's playing tonight with Bad News Blues. He's getting ready to load in with his bass right now.
Oh, he needs like an advanced team, this guy. He's like a serious celebrity. Anyway, Les Baxter, we're going to be having a lot of fun here tonight. But don't go away, because we want to talk about the menu here. And we want to remind our listeners that you're going to be giving away a Hog Pit gift card for someone who knows the answer to the trivia question.
Oh, you don't
want to miss
and
that.
And it's a stumper, folks. You know, I got stumped on this one.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick Fox News break and thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, we're rolling up our sleeves and we're getting dirty with Lex Baxter at the Hog Pit Smokehouse. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live. We are in the middle of happy hour and happiness at the Hog Pit Smokehouse, 6910 East Tancredi Road. We are having a great time with my celebrity co-host, Alan Zeman, rolling up his sleeves, ready to go to business.
You betcha, baby. And do you really have frequent miles, like travel miles on Entourage? Somebody told me that you're holding the card with the most miles.
Let's just say that my neighbors, if they say, well, there's the scooter, must be Russell again.
I'd like to see you on a scooter, man.
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun. But anyway, our good friends from Entourage Transportation. As a matter of fact, a lot of people are going to be at that Salsa and Tequila Challenge tonight up at La Encantada, which Southern Arizona Arts and Cultural Alliance puts on. And, you know, if you have one too many tequilas, it's always a good idea to call Entourage 909-0100. And there we have it. So here we are enjoying the great things that ribs mean to us personally, that mean to us professionally, sort of the love affair that you and I have developed with the rib, the pork rib. And back with us to help us understand what is it about the pork rib here at the Hog Pit that seems to have this a community all of us. Les Baxter is back with us. How are you?
Excellent.
So let's talk about some Q, man. I mean, that's why we're here, right?
I hope I can help you.
Let's see what a Grammy-nominated jazz artist can talk about Q. Anyway, we should give some props out to your pitmaster here, the Honorable Mark Smith,
who helped
put this menu together, who has brought his sort of pitmaster philosophies to bear here at the Hog Pit. Mark is really never here because he's always on the road representing the Hog Pit barbecue team on the competition circuit. I mean, how often do you get to see Mark? Does he stick his head in every now and then?
Two or three times a month.
Two or three times a month. That's not bad. That's not bad.
He trained the guys in the back, and they're following his lead, and he checks in to make sure nobody's straying, and I make sure they don't stray because the cash register likes the way things are going.
Yes, exactly. So 2 to 3 times a month he comes in. You know why he comes in, Alan? Because he's got to unload all the trophies out of the back of his truck. And actually, this is one of the first things you see, frankly, when you walk in the front door of the Hog Pit. You actually see the trophy case. And I lost count how many first this and first that. I mean, this guy's the real deal, Les.
Yes,
what's
he
the
is.
Off season for the pitmaster?
I don't think there is an off.
Now they just go year-round.
It's
year-round,
yeah. California, Nevada, Arizona is kind of his territory.
In the wintertime?
Absolutely. I mean, it takes more than some snow to keep Mark Smith away from a pit.
Exactly.
Is that right? So, you know, we touched on the live music aspect of the barbecue experience here at the Hog Pit. Well, people are coming here. They're going to get some great live music, but they're also going to get some killer Q. Talk a little bit about your menu and how you sort of envision your barbecue being, you know, the stuff that this is all about.
Well, up until I took this place over, the best barbecue I'd ever eaten was some friends in the backyard.
Right.
You know, you can taste, oh, man, this is really great. How did you make this? This is a whole different universe. This whole competitive recipe thing, I didn't know this was such a deep field. We've got the smoker, and they smoke it for X amount of hours. Then they temp it. Then they pull it out. Then they do something else to it. Then they put it back in. Then they temp it again. I'm like, wow, is it really that important? And every step is.
Yeah, and I would say your customers know that they're coming to a place that has held so many high honors on the barbecue circuit that they kind of expect excellence in Q.
Yes, that's why we don't deviate from anything Mr. Mark Smith has laid down.
Yeah, I think he might be listening right now. So,
now, where'd you find Mark? Did you guys know each
Mark,
other? You go way back?
Mark was here when I bought this
place.
Oh,
got it. Okay. You know,
he decided he wanted to stay the recipes.
I love that. I love that. Now, did you ask the former owners? Now, I'm about to sign the deal here. Does the thing come with Mark?
Here's the truth. The only thing I'd ever eaten here before I bought it was a burger.
Wow.
And it was delicious.
Great burger.
I didn't know the barbecue had all this history behind it. I saw, oh, God, half-pound burger. I got to have it. So our first actual meal, you know, upon taking ownership, me and the co-owner, my girlfriend Trina, we sat down and said, let's try the ribs. One bite.
That's it.
And like,
that's all you need.
We own this.
And that's Trina
Smucker. We own this.
Right. Let's have our hats off to Trina Smucker,
yes,
who a fundamental component of the success here,
yep,
at the Hog Pit. So, you know, you've got great brisket. You've got sausage. You've got chicken. You've got all these great house smoked. And no, you don't smoke it at some commercial warehouse in Memphis. It is smoked right here on Tanca Verde.
Right in that room through that window.
I mean, we are just feet from the smoker,
right.
But this show is all about ribs, and I love talking about ribs, Les Baxter.
Our ribs are awesome.
So do you offer the St. Louis-style pork ribs, or do you do
Louis,
the baby back set?
No, the St. Louis heavies. That's what they call them, the heavies.
You know, I mean, there's a reason why.
Oh, my God.
Alan, you can back this up. There's a reason why they don't use baby backs. The baby back is okay on occasion. I love the spare. I love that St. Louis. There's a reason why barbecue competitions are exclusively St. Louis cut.
Because they got more fat, you know,
yes!
And it's just the perfect combination. Just like a pork butt is the perfect combination of fat and lean. Whereas with a baby back rib, that can get away from you and, you know, not be as moist and juicy,
right,
and flavorful.
Right, they tend to dry up,
yes,
under,
yes,
the,
yep,
smoking,
exactly, yep,
process. It's,
yeah. Someone once told me that the spare rib is superior because it's close. when the closer you get to the belly is where you want to be.
Tuesday nights will be smoked prime rib.
Smoked
night.
Prime rib.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, say that again. When are we starting that?
September.
Okay.
The first Tuesday in September starts our weekly Tuesday night smoked prime rib.
Flying from the rib cook-off. You have a little smoked prime rib.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to start, you know, jonesing a little bit.
Are you smoking them with mesquite, or do you do different kinds of wood?
We don't use mesquite.
What do you use?
Ours is pecan wood.
Pecan. Oh, 100%?
100% pecan.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, you know, Mark explained that to me, you know, but although mesquite is so abundant here in southern Arizona, mesquite is a tough wood to smoke with just because it happens to be so strong, and you really got to keep an eye. Pecan is a little bit lighter. It's a little bit more versatile.
It grows here too, man.
And
it grows up to
Green Valley, the pecan trees,
all over
absolutely.
The place, yeah.
So, you know, when in Rome, use what's around. So I just mixed metaphors. That was a horribly embarrassing moment on live radio. I just mixed. I am blushing, Les Baxter. I normally don't do that.
We also smoke salmon.
Okay, so what are the
do you do hot smoked salmon? Is it, you know, is it hot and cooked?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We put it right in. Once it's ordered, 8 minutes later, it comes out.
That's good.
Gorgeous.
Damn. That's the best.
Absolutely gorgeous.
It's fantastic.
Now, if you were to guess, and you might know, I mean, this is your joint. You know, you do the P&L statement at the end of the month. How many racks of ribs are you guys putting out on a monthly basis?
That's like asking a rancher how many cattle he has, man. What are you doing? You
we're probably putting out about 1,200 to 1,500 racks.
1,500 racks.
A month.
Oh, you might be able to qualify for that 5,000 pounds a day on the street at the rib cook-off, man.
We're getting close. Once we open our next few locations, we'll hit those.
Next few locations.
Well, you know, let's talk
about
that.
What's that all about?
Yeah, I mean, are we breaking news here? Can we say
Bistro Baxter, they call him.
All right, we've got two locations in the works coming up. One will be at 4400 East Broadway, the Bank of Tucson.
Bank of Tucson, right, great location.
They have a great lobby bistro. We're going to have that. It's going to be more a la carte. But we're still going to have a bar, live music for the happy hour when the working white-collar workers get off. They can come in there, have a couple drinks, get something to eat, listen to some good music. But the big one in the works is there was an old water park in the Ina and I-10 area. And there are two businessmen that want to partner with us. They want to buy that, turn it into a festival ground. Put a hog pit on there.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah, what was it? The Breakers or what was it?
No, it wasn't Breakers.
No, it was Breakers. It was, I know what you're talking about.
I don't remember what the name was, but that's
perfect.
That's in motion.
Were you going to fill it off with sauce or something, or what's the deal?
Waves.
No.
Cascading sauce.
No.
I can see it.
We're probably going to just clear it all out, put a nice big sizable hog pit on there, something hopefully that'll seat 300 to 500 people.
Awesome.
And once a month, we'll have a music festival on the grounds. We're figuring it'll seat probably 10 to maybe 12,000 people.
Oh, my gosh. This is huge.
Wow.
This is absolutely huge.
And this is the first public news of that.
Okay. Thank you.
Another exclusive.
Which
here.
Is our advertisers demand excellence, and then we can just continue to deliver here on the Menu Live. Okay, that's huge, and I'm sure you'll be updating your Facebook page as that story unfolds.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Definitely.
So we're going to be, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be actually having an opportunity to sample some of the award-winning barbecue here at the Hog Pit. I want to remind
excellent.
All of our listeners that Les Baxter and his charity is going to be offering a gift card to one of our lucky listeners who thinks they know the answer to the trivia question. Now, we also have to remind you, if you have won in the last 30 days, please resist the temptation to talk to Les on the phone. You can come see him, for crying out loud, but give someone else a chance to win one winner every household every 30 days.
And we know who you are.
But anyway, this is going to be some great cue, and a great question, I think, is going to
be
coming
great.
Up here.
Yeah, it'll test the knowledge of your audience.
That's exactly
definitely
right.
Will.
And we are a sophisticated culinary bunch. We are an Epicurean audience, as we say.
We may hear crickets.
We very well could. You know, who knows?
This is a hard question.
Hey, those
question.
Are the kind of problems Matt likes to have, man. Let me tell you.
This is a hard question.
It could very well be, but I have faith in my audience that they know the answer to the questions. And again, in just a few minutes, we're going to be reading that question. And if you are the first person in at the number that I'm going to give you then, you're going to walk away with a hog Dog Pit gift card. And you know what? You can actually meet Les Baxter for yourself. Which
you
is,
come down tonight.
What is that? You could come down tonight.
For
absolutely.
Blues band, baby.
For Bad News Blues.
That's true.
Now, I actually had a couple of my listeners sent me a note early this morning saying they were in here last night because they were wanting some great cue. They had never been by until they saw it up on our Facebook page. And they came by, had a great experience, but they started talking about the desserts. And they talked about pie. Now, when you think you got going to a barbecue place, the dessert, you know, there's always room for dessert at the Hog Pit, right, Les Baxter?
I don't know. But we have great desserts available. Trina and I are from Southeast Pennsylvania. We met here, but we're from Southeast PA. So we are huge shoe fly pie fanatics.
Yeah, right on.
My mom makes these great sweet potato pies, and Trina makes these great red velvet cakes. So we had to add that stuff to the menu.
That's the trifecta right there, man.
There you go, man.
Red velvet, shoe fly pie.
And sweet potato.
And sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato pie.
Now, again, we've got a smart audience, Les Baxter. I couldn't imagine.
It's like the Holy Trinity of
barbecue. It's the Holy Trinity, exactly. For people that might not know what a shoe fly pie is, other than that great song that we all grew up singing, break down the shoe fly for us, man.
I will try. From what I understand, it's molasses, brown sugar crumbles, and shortening.
The three basic food groups. That's all you need.
I would say
which
probably 5,000 calories a slice.
Attaboy.
But once it starts baking and all those things melt together and congeal, oh, God, it's...
That's the real deal,
it's
man.
It's to die for.
So, again, another authentic experience at Hog Pit. Yep. You're not making this stuff up. You're not buying shoe fly pie from a warehouse in, you know, New York
City. And you know how it got its name, right? When it came out of the oven, it went, shoe fly. I got to eat my pie.
This is made here, handmade, each pie, handmade love.
Oh,
fantastic.
Handmade love. That's the Les Baxter. That should be your autobiography.
I don't know.
Handmade love, the Les Baxter story.
Sounds to me that's where the red velvet might come.
Yeah. Anyway, we got about another minute or two before we announce this week's trivia question. But I see when I sat down for this broadcast, I am sort of looking at a whole spectrum of sauces. Now, there's not just a barbecue sauce that you have to choose from. You've got a whole cornucopia of sauces that you can use as much of as you want. Talk about your sauces, which I imagine are all homemade.
They're all homemade, Mark Smith's recipes, and this, except for the BMO sauce, which is one of our chefs, Don Atkins, makes that.
Nice.
It's fantastic. That one is actually put in the smoker, and it's a smoked
so it's BMO sauce instead of B-less sauce?
Or BMO. And this is Mo. This is the first smoked barbecue sauce that I think I've encountered, frankly.
Do you know Mo?
I don't know.
Do
I know Mo? This is good stuff. So we've got great. We got hot. We've got mild, medium, and then we got the BMO.
The reason we have the sauces is good barbecue should not have sauce in it.
Amen. Amen.
It's about the rub. It's about the seasoning. It's about the smoke.
Yeah, you're right. If you want sauce for dipping, right, that is an aftermarket experience.
That's right.
Right. All
if
right.
You slather in your meat with sauce, you're covering the fact that the meat doesn't really taste.
And that holds true, man. Whenever you go out and eat, if you get a fish or whatever, if it's cooked perfect, the sauce is always going to be underneath.
Right.
Not on the top.
Exactly.
You put it on the top when you screwed it up, baby. You know how that works.
Of course I do. Anyway, well, the time has come to give away a Hog Pit gift card because this is one of the most fun parts of the show because we like to fill the pipeline of callers to see who knows the answer to the question. So, Les Baxter, what is the trivia question for this week?
To win, you have to answer both parts of this question. Part one, what is the leanest brisket, left-hand brisket or right-hand brisket? Part two, why?
Oh, that's a great question. Okay, so the question is, on the brisket spectrum, which is the leanest brisket? Is it the one on the left or is it the one on the right?
This could be a great pickup line, guys. You know?
At part two of the question, we don't just want to know what side. We want to know why that is so. Anyway, if you think you know the answer, give us a call right now, 880-5678-880-KNST for a chance to win a Hog Pit
and
Smokehouse gift card.
And a T-shirt.
And a T-shirt.
No!
The spontaneity is overwhelming
it's
here.
It's a two-part question, so if they get it, they can get two prizes.
Beautiful. A gift card and a T-shirt. Anyway, 880-5678-880-KNST. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Hog Pit Smokehouse, our destination for delicious Q here, 6910 East Tanker Verde Road. Having a great time with my celebrity co-host, Alan Zeman, whose beer seems to be disappearing.
It's getting down here. I think Les is back touching the briskets. I don't know what he's doing, man.
Yeah, Les is actually going to bring some food for us to talk about. If we happen to do that before the show is over, we're going to talk about our own observations about some of the bold claims that Les Baxter said. Anyway, we've got some callers on the line that think they know the answer to the question. Again, the question is, on the brisket spectrum, what is the leanest brisket? Is it the brisket on the left or is it the brisket on the right? And if you answer that correctly, we want to know why that is so. And if you win, you got a Hog Pit gift card. You got
a Hog Pit T-shirt.
And a Hog Pit T-shirt. And Les Baxter's
autograph. And you can order from the left or the right.
Anyway, we're going to go to line one and say hi to Bob. Hey, Bob, how are you?
All right, doing well, doing well.
Okay, Bob,
I think
you got
the left. The left
okay,
side.
Okay, so the left side, I believe, is the right answer. So, Bob, you got half of it right, and we're pulling for you, man. You got the sound of confidence in your voice. Why is the left side of the brisket more lean than the right side?
Because of the top cap on it? Because there's more fat on that side. There's more
because
fat
than
the cap on it.
Because
yeah, but why is there more fat?
Why is there more fat
right.
there,
why
Bob?
Is there more fat?
Because it's, wow. you know, it's... You know, it's too close to the front. You know, it's a little farther up front, and it's got more fat on it.
Oh, he's what do you, Les, what do you say?
So close.
You're close, Bob. You were close, Bob. Oh, we want to give it to you, but we can't. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. That opens up a line at 880-KNST.
You know, Bob Dance is pretty good. Maybe you should come for the Blues and Barbecue,
yeah, right.
man.
880-5678. We're going to go to line two and say hi to Peter. Peter, so you got... If you were listening, you got a little heads up here. What side of the brisket is leaner, left or right? Our first caller nailed it. Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, the left side, which was called they call the deco or the point cut.
Okay. Okay. Oh, we got a carnivore on the line with us. We got a carnivore. Okay. Cue the applause. Okay. So why is the left side leaner, Peter?
Why is it leaner?
Yeah, that's you got to answer two parts of the question.
Just because the side that the other side. The juicier side, it just has most of the marbling in it. But, I don't know, like, what the specific answer is, why it has more fat. Just maybe because it's closer to the rib.
When you hear the answer, you're going to do one of those.
Exactly. Anyway, Peter, you were close, but no cigar, my friend. That opens up a line, 880-5678-880-KNST. I think we've got Brian on the line.
Hey, hi.
Brian, are you with us?
Hey, yeah, it's the left side.
Okay, it's the left side, yes, so we know that. But why is the left side of the brisket leaner than the right?
Because that's the way God made it.
Oh, here we go. Well, you could win on a technicality, but I don't think so.
Give it to me for technicalities.
You know, this is Les Baxter's program. I got no say here.
We're glad you participated, but that's not.
That is not
there
correct.
There is an actual answer, and like I said, when people hear
let me ask my wife.
No. You got to hang up. You don't get three guesses. But anyway, Brian, thanks so much for listening.
And you don't get the T-shirt either.
It opens up a line of 880-KNST, 880-5678. We're talking to Terry. Terry knows the answer. Go ahead. What is the answer? Why is the left side leaner than the right on this brisket?
Because it's cross-cut.
Because it's cross-cut, Terry says.
No.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, all right, anyway, thanks, Terry. All right, so for our next caller, 880-5678-880-KNST for a chance to win a Hog Pit gift card and a T-shirt. How about a hint? You want to give a hint, Les? Because we got 3 minutes until we have to say goodbye.
It's a nocturnal
Ooh!
Answer.
Ooh, it's a nocturnal
Ooh,
answer.
Oh, baby.
Oh, okay, now people are Googling nocturnal.
I haven't been called that since I was younger.
Okay, so I think we've got someone on the phone named Mark. Mark thinks, and I hope this isn't Mark Smith, the pitmaster here, because he's not eligible to win. Okay, we got a Bob. Bob, why is the left side leaner than the right?
You Bob on the 7 second delay, man.
Yes.
Okay, Bob, why is the left side leaner than the right?
Oh, but because it's farther back and I don't use it as much, the muscle.
Because it's farther back and it doesn't use it as much.
No.
Okay.
He didn't hear. I don't
you
think
didn't
he
hear
the clue.
But anyway, thanks so much, Bob. 880-5678-880-KNST. The hint is the left side of the brisket is leaner than the right, and it's because of some nocturnal thing. There's a nocturnal influence to why it's leaner. 880-KNST, 880-5678. As we're waiting for another caller, we got about a minute before we got to say goodbye. We're talking ribs here with Les Baxter. Oh, okay. We do have one more caller, and the name is Sulfa. Sulfa, what is the answer to the question?
Hello?
Yes, Sulfa. Why is the left side leaner than the right?
Because it has to make room for the liver. The liver is on the right side.
It has to make room for the liver, no. Sulfa said.
I got that. That may not be the right answer.
All right. Well,
that
anyway,
is a winner. Mr.
Anyway, we only have about another 45 seconds. I don't know. If there's one more caller, we'll do it quickly. But if not, we sadly have to give the gift card away to somebody on our maybe on our Facebook page. We'll continue this conversation going on our Facebook page. In the meantime, we're actually going to dive into some ribs. But anyway, Les Baxter with the Hawk Pit Smokehouse. Hats off to you and everything you've accomplished here at the Hawk Pit. We love you, and we can't wait to see you again.
Can I give a shout-out to the whole crew?
So
absolutely.
Later, right?
On behalf of Trina and Nick and Angie and the guys in the kitchen and the servers, thank you. Everybody here gives their best to make this the best experience you can have.
Perfect.
Right on.
If it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's on the menu live. Cheers, fellow foodies. Have a great weekend. We'll see you at the Hog Pit.
Bye-bye.